How nice of you to come over. Rahm Emanuel's here, the mayor of the city of Chicago, for another few minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, I want to jump around a little bit and not ask the same questions that you get asked every single day, but the one question I get asked,
when are you going to take the garbage out?
No, one question. I mentioned earlier that we were taking the relationship to the next level, and he brought me flowers.
I didn't bring.
Oh, they're not.
No. Let's be really clear. One, I know that you are not a man of a big heart.
What's that? Now, that's okay. Ridiculous. That's a ridiculous statement.
I can give you what we did at the Emanuel home last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got Amy a massage. Mm-hmm. Flowers arrived with a note from myself and Zach, Alana, and Leia.
What'd you do wrong?
No. You don't understand, appreciate that. And then we roll into Sunday. Okay, Amy's actually is going out of town for her niece's graduation. So I know that you're going to leave this to the last minute. And so I gave you the flowers here to give. True. Look at those vases. I want the vases back, sir.
The vases are beautiful.
And then it's been almost 25 years since we raised it here in Illinois. And we've tried the anorexic approach to investing in transportation. Right. My view is we should try the robust full buffet. And
Get it done.
I'm trying to use terms that you would appreciate there, Steve.
Well, not as much as I used to, as you know.
He's got to turn around like I did.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I know you have a good relationship with him. And by the way, remind him he should do the show as well.
But do I get a fee if I
a finder's
deliver
fee. Yeah, but not until you're out of office, because otherwise it'd be an issue.
I can't wait to tell the Inspector General. Cochran's the one that brought it up. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Right, and I told him not until April.
Joe Ferguson, go to the tape, play it. He was the one that offered me a finder's fee.
Right, there's no way it can't be.
I just want to know, in Yiddish, when we say bubala, Bubby, that usually means translated 10%.
Oh, 10%? I had no idea.
Bubby means, I know that means my loved one, but if you read it from left to right, not right to left, it means
10%. Yeah.
Okay, Bubby.
So Bubby plus. If there's an inflection with that, it could get really expensive.
My bubble.
Yeah, thanks for the flowers.
From the mayor. I want to wish you a really great Mother's Day. And I don't take it out on Steve that he couldn't think ahead and plan ahead. I'm here to help.
It's brutal.
Make sure. No.
Thank God the city's working. I'm obviously a failure.
Mary, you know what we did last Mother's Day?
What?
We played golf.
Oh, really? now there. Was it on a weekend, too?
I got to see if video exists. I can't believe I would have done that.
You went golfing for Mother's
Day. I doubt that.
To tell you the truth,
I got a picture.
You know what? That's really nice of you. Getting him out of the house was probably good for her.
Oh, it's a gift from Maureen.
Look what you did there.
Thanks, Steve.
Mayor, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming by. Yeah, and it also gives Maureen a chance to date, if I'm out playing. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
How are you, Steve?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. These last few days, is it weird?
Nope. Actually.
But here's the thing. I think...
Nope.
Next question.
Is this going to be his one-word answer interview?
I'm going to try my Russian. Go ahead. give me some yes-nos. I only know one word.
Here's the reason I ask, is because you tell me if I'm wrong. I believe of all the big jobs you've had, I think this job means more to you than the others.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, yes.
So you've had time to think about it, grieve it, if that's the case?
Oh, here's how I look at it. I came to make sure the city got its swagger back, that it was able to not only address the problems, have a better future. I know the hand I was dealt with in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I know the hand I walk out and hand over. And I think on a host of measurements and ways you look at it, the city, and more importantly, the residents of the city of Chicago, are better prepared for tomorrow than they were when I walked in. And I think, just to give you an anecdote, yesterday I was at a graduation or a courting ceremony. Nearly 400 kids in Chicago Public Schools earned 15 college credits or more.
How about that?
Okay, 5,000 kids. We started 500 kids, or actually 300 kids were taking dual credit, dual enrollment. I walk out, it's north of 5,000. We have set 7 consecutive years of record graduation with record college attendance and acceptance.
And the free college, we promote those kids all the time. The city college
Chicago
kids are in there all the time.
I did a lunch with about 20 of them, 21 of them, and they're all going, not only they went to community college for free, they have a dramatic reduction in the junior and senior year. They're going to graduate debt-free. One young man went to community college for free, has a starting job at Capital One with no college debt.
How about that?
Bang.
Wiping out college. Yeah, that's a mic drop.
Okay.
I want to talk about...
Because there's no federal government, we figured it out all here the Chicago way.
Yeah, well, there is no federal government.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a couple other things that I think are very worthy of mention, but before we get to that, is there anything you're taking from the office like something that was mean something to you, not something you brought in, but something that means something to you that you're going to go, this is coming with me. Because here's the thing. If you've ever had the chance to be at City Hall, it's an incredibly historic office.
I will, but it's not like, I didn't realize. Two things. One, the alderman gave me the gavel that you use at the podium of City Council.
The one you hit him with?
Well, in fact, there's a crack from one time I did get kind of a little. I got a little.
Well, that's kind of cool.
A middle Jewish child reaction. I don't know what happened. You know, as I said, middle children wrote a book, War or Peace. We do either one.
You
not
decide.
War and Peace.
You
war
decide.
But here's what got wheeled in. So, you know, there's folks that work for 2FM, which is Fleet and Facility and Management. And I see them all the time at any event I'm at. You know, they pull the podium off when we're about to cut a ribbon or whatever.
Sure.
They're all there. They're in the back. They're running the sound, etc.
Yeah.
They wheel in the mayoral podium. And it's handmade to my height.
Come on.
It's just sitting in the and I'm taking it home.
Of course you are.
I'm putting it in the kitchen. I'm going to start lecturing.
Are you going to address Amy with that?
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies. Lady. We'll go with ladies and gentlemen. Ladies. Lady. Could you please? Shh, I'm talking. No.
That's tremendous.
With a seal on it.
What an honor.
And I said, what is this? And they go, this was made for you, and we're going to give it to you as a gift.
That's
very
cool.
I said, that can't be. And they go, no, we're giving the... And I'm walking away with a mayoral podium with the mayoral
seal. That's pretty cool.
And microphones on it. So I could, like, if I get up at 2 in the morning, I sleepwalk, I could go down and actually address city council. This time, they'll listen.
Well, that's very cool.
Is that? And I'll put a gavel on it, and I'll whack, you know, that there. No, but I thought, like, I don't even know. Where do you put? I'm thinking of putting it outside as, like, art furniture.
No, in the house, man.
Really?
In the house. Yeah.
You could pull it out, though, for like when during Halloween with trick-or-treating, you can be in the front yard. You
know? Oh, big, yes.
Get off the lawn.
Yes.
How did your mother dress you? I could be like that whacked out uncle.
That's pretty good.
I'll wear my pajamas, my slippers, knee-high socks. Oh, yeah. Just bark at them.
Now,
boxers or something like that.
Here's the other thing about your office.
Get off the lawn.
You bought the office before I forget. Yeah. When you wait in the outer office, there are a picture of the 53 men and one woman.
55 now.
And you.
She'll be 56.
Right.
U.S. history for 200.
But the first...
Don't laugh at that. It only encourages...
The first 40 are guys with beards.
Yeah.
You know, and they all look like the same picture of the same guy. Your picture, Daly's picture, Lightfoot's picture now have to go to the top. We got to flip those pictures.
Well, there was
because you're down at the bottom. You're like at the floor.
I don't know. First of all, like, you got all these guys, and all of a sudden comes Rahm Israel Emanuel. That's like not there.
Right.
Before, okay?
Right.
There's not. You got Thompson. You got Daly.
Right.
All of a sudden, I think what they're going to do. I don't know it for a fact, but I think they're thinking about because of you have to go to the next wall. I think they're talking about when you get off the elevators on the fifth floor.
No, I have them outside.
They're going to have them out in the hallway rather than in the anteroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've decided that yet. And you know what? That's above my pay grade.
Any advice you've given Lori Lightfoot you can tell us?
You know, that's not... I have this rule, which maybe I'm old school, like with the both presidents, you got to give advice private. They got to know confidently. They can ask you, and you give it. You don't. I've written my note to her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the desk?
I'm going to reread it because I want to see if I want to change it.
You want me to proof it?
No, I'm okay with it. Okay. It's in English. You okay with that?
Oh, sure.
It has commas
in it. It's my second language.
Yeah. What I will say, since that one will be the personal note, what I have left on the top under the glass, if she chooses to use the desk.
Sure.
So one little story, about this time, actually, the Daly family approached and said the mayor would like to have the desk. It's his father's desk. I said, absolutely, 100%. So I said to the folks that take care of the city, I said, just go find a desk. I said, well, we'll deal with this later.
And they went to IKEA.
Yeah. And they found, sitting in the basement of IKEA, out in the suburbs, was Mayor Cermak's desk.
Really?
Yeah, and they brought back Mayor Cermak.
History.
Yeah, forget about it. He was in the car with Roosevelt.
Yes,
Roosevelt, right?
Right.
And then I got a photo when it became public that it was Mayor Cermak's next. I got a photo of him with 12 white men standing behind him where he was signing something, according to the grandson, It was that original photo. According to the grand, I still have it. That was the day before he left to see Roosevelt. Don't know if it's true or not.
Didn't make you think, what else is downstairs?
Steve, hold on. I'm in the middle of my story. I'm feeling good about myself. Don't do that. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I'm very hurt.
So yeah, actually,
I'm
going to
leave on the top. This is very important because it's my favorite quote.
Okay, go ahead. I'll be over here.
That was dismissive. Try that again.
Go ahead. I'd like to hear more.
Okay. I'm going to leave on the top, under the glass, the Teddy Roosevelt quote. About the man in the arena versus the critic on the sideline, and it's all about stumbling. It's about being the energy that comes from being in the arena, even if you stumble, rather than the timid souls who sit on the side. And in the lowest moments, and there'll be lows, there's great peaks in this job, and there are great valleys. You have to look at that quote and remind yourself of why you're doing what you're doing. And the energy that comes from us.
The majority.
And then I'll read a personal note for her in the drawer.
And I assume the majority of days you got up over the last 8 years, you couldn't wait to get to work.
I had a rule in the White House, and it's the same rule here. If you, when the gate opened to the west, you know, driving through that driveway between OEOB and mm-hmm. west and the West Wing, if you don't have that chill in your back, that this is something unique and special. Hand in the badge, hand in the stuff, get out. I will. They're great. My staff is crazed because I'm still like, I actually called the head of the park district because I did my preparing for the bike trip.
Sure.
I was riding on the bike path, and I have a call in to Mike Kelly because there's some places where they haven't replaced, where there's just mud now alongside the bike. Mm-hmm. I want tree, you know, get grass there, get trees, etc. I went down just south of Hyde Park. I did about 28, 29 miles, but there's places that it needs to be clean. So I'm going to keep moving. We have some other things I think in the news that will be coming. Yesterday, 2 years in a row, we was the NBA lottery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prep. It was the only city to have it. And this one was really exciting. And then next year, a short time from now, February, we get the NBA All Stars here in Chicago.
Right.
And
you're gonna need help with tickets.
No, I'm okay on this one. Okay. I got Adam Silver. Do you need help? Because I got something in the nosebleed for you, Bubba. It is special. We're going to work on another sporting event for a sporting team for the city of Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to tell me now? Or
I'll go out on a limb. The Chicago Fire won't next season be playing in Bridgeview. Where they will play?
They will not
be playing in Bridgeview.
Now, from this vantage point in this studio, you see Navy Pier, you see the river. And you see something that I think you and your people ought to be very proud of, the new Riverwalk,
mm-hmm.
And all the things that have changed for folks in regards to business. You know, and I was talking about the cranes on the mm-hmm. skyline mm-hmm. and stuff. You weren't handed the best financial situation when you came in, and business has really been revived.
Steve's ability to observe the obvious and make it look insightful is incredible.
I'm trying to avoid having you say Daly handed me a bag of poop.
I don't ever. No, look, I know what I was. I don't do that.
I don't know. I'm saying.
I'm 8 years. Here's my thing. Iran, I'm responsible for fixing it,
right.
For assigning blame.
Whatever you get.
Yeah, I know it. And I know what you can take any measure. I know what the parks were. I know what the libraries were. I know where the schools were. I know where the community colleges were, where the finance, the business community. My job is to fix the problem, not assign blame.
Is the business momentum going to continue?
Well, you got to work on it. It doesn't just. It's not.
It doesn't just happen.
You can't hit cruise control. Last week we announced a new company. There's a partnership between Microsoft and Kroger in mm-hmm. Cincinnati. And they're bringing 250 jobs in a tech. They're going to the post office. It used to be 20 years empty. Here's what I think. I rejected the normal narrative that's all about the fiscal, pensions, and budget.
Mm-hmm.
We have strengths. Highly great universities, more than any other city except for Boston. Double down, make them develop the research centers that pump out real important educated workforce. Bring kids from all over the Midwest here and all over the country and the world here. Give our community college graduates a chance at those jobs. Invest in your transportation system. O'Hare, Midway, Union Station, CTA. Make sure you have a growing, vibrant technology. Fastest growing sector in Chicago, the tech scene.
Right.
And then manage the finances so they're no longer a cloud of doubt over the future of the city. And if you focus on the fundamentals, both the strengths, and then turn the challenges into opportunities, you can have a thriving number one city for foreign investment 6 consecutive years.
Right.
Number one city in America for corporate relocations in America 6 consecutive years. City of Chicago. just recently, it was 8th worldwide in AT Kearney's top 100 cities, most economically competitive cities and culturally in the world. 8th. Now, it's the only city of that 100 in the top 10. So there's New York, Tokyo, Berlin, that is not the financial or political capital of the respective country.
There you go.
So why? Great people, unbelievable culture, unbelievable universities and educational system, and a business climate that people want to invest in. If you mess up the climate, people will say, you know what? We don't have to. We'll go to Seattle. We'll go to San Francisco. We'll go to...
Yeah, they want to like the neighborhood.
They want to like the place that invites them to invest.
Sure. Is 8:30 when you have to leave us here, or do we have time to take a break?
So you can take a break.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and then I've got to ask you about something, which I think is one of the things that means the most to you.
Okay.
So, by the way, I don't want to sound like a memorial service here. You're going off to go fly fishing with your friends.
You know why you do want to do that? Because in the Jewish faith, when you sit Shiva, you get 7 days of food, and you want to do that.
Not anymore. You know, you've so changed me. I haven't eaten in 6 months. It's 8:28. More with Mayor Emanuel in a second on 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel is here. He leaves office in a few days. And if there's one question, you know, people stop me all the time. They say, Steve, and I say, what? They say, what is Mayor Emanuel going to do? And I said, here's what I know. I know he's going to do the Circle Bike Tour. And I said, he did reference Jewish fly fishing with friends. Is that still happening?
Yeah. So biking around, leaving Tuesday morning. The first day after I'm not mayor, 6 a.m. from Montrose, 2 weeks around Lake Michigan with a friend. And then when I get back, which will be our anniversary, in case you want to send flowers to me, 25. I then leave.
Hey, congrats.
And 5 of us are going to go up to Alaska to a river that opens up that day. And we're going to go fly fishing for 5 days. And I'm going to go see Zach's graduation. And then Amy and I are going to go to Europe for 2.5 weeks.
Well, I think you've earned it. What have your brothers said about you fly fishing?
Well, first of all, Zeke, my older one, mm-hmm. has come with me. We do a thing, about 5 of us, Skip, Paul Bagala, Michael Alter, Ezekiel, and myself. And we go every first week in May up to Montana. We've been doing it for 6 years. So Zeke, fly fish. Zeke's, if you think I'm impatient, I have really good bedside manners compared to the doctor and the family.
How do you take Paul Bagala out in the sun like that? That's the paciest human being on the planet.
I want to tell you a funny, this is a great story. So we're on a boat. We're fly fishing. Bagala's in the back. And Bagala's hit like a real dry spell. And I'm like...
Mm-hmm. You're grinding him.
And I'm just like hit. I'm like, yeah. It's not the hook doesn't even hit the water. Boom, boom. I'm just smacking him down. And Paul's got one of these dry spells, you know, going on. So I'm like fighting a fish, trying to bring it in. Bagala's in the back of the water, like, and again, just sitting down because it's just been 2 hours of just nothing. Mm-hmm. I said, Paul, I got to ask you a question. And I'm fighting this fish. As
sure.
I'm, right? I go, Paul, do you think my butt looks fat in these waders?
That's fantastic, because that's all you're looking at. So you ain't looking at fish.
So then he's got, I got on my desk a framed photo with what I'm doing it, and it says burnt into the wood of the frame. Well, let me say, I didn't say butt. So, you know,
no,
a bunch of guys, I cleaned it up for me because I didn't want you to lose your license with the FCC.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I need
so
the
I said, do you think my butt looks fat?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you going to do if one of these candidates next summer asks you to help him?
For what?
President.
Nothing.
Not going to take the call?
No, I'll take the call, but I'm not going to get involved. I'll give him free advice. It's cheap.
But you're definitely not going to go out and stomp for somebody in 2020.
What about
Biden? You love Biden.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know my history, Joe. I was President Clinton's point person getting the crime bill, the assault weapon ban, violence against women. Joe was the sponsor. We put it in the crime bill in '94. Mm-hmm. And I can see right there in the cabinet room. President says, we got it out of the House because we only passed the assault weapon ban by one vote. You got to get this done, Joe. I remember him saying, Clinton, okay, I'll wear the flag jacket. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans were filibustering because they didn't want the crime bill with the assault weapon ban and the Violence Against Women Act. And that's how Joe and I got to know each other. We obviously, our offices are next door to each other in the West Wing. Mm-hmm. Although I would like to say the chief of staff has a bigger office than the
is that right?
Yeah,
oh, I
by
6 feet.
I always reminded him of that. I said, you want to come in and see, stretch out, Joe? I got a bigger space.
Sure.
But I do. I love. But you know, I'm served with Mayor Pete. I know Amy Klobuchar very well, and I think we have a. Here's what I think right now. You have the 3.8% unemployment. mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, George Bush, or Barack Obama be at 58%. This guy's at 43. The American people told you they don't want to vote for him. We have not explained to them why they should vote for us.
Totally agree.
But Trump has done a phenomenal job of giving the American people at 43%, 67% of them saying, we're not doing this. Even with one of the better economies that we've seen in a while. And I think that's an opportunity, but we're Democrats, so we can do everything we can to try to mess it up.
Yeah, I mean, he's a wholly unlikable human being, and it's being handed to the Democrats, but you got to figure it out. We're going to run out of time fast. I want to talk to you about kids.
Yes.
You know how much your kids mean to you, mm-hmm. how much my kids mean to me. We're both a little sappy when it comes to kids.
Yeah.
However, I think, and by the way, the text line is 312-981-7200. Bring it. I think one of the great things you've done for the city is what you've done for kids in regards to pre-K in particular.
Well, thank you, Steve.
You know, I got a 3.5-year-old little granddaughter. She's going to be involved in it soon, and it's really changed the future of the city.
Here's I've always said kids drop out of college in fourth grade. And you have to get them learning. You have to get them earlier than 4 years old. But we've now added full-day pre-K to every child. We've added full-day kindergarten to every child, a full day of school. And then when you graduate, we now give you free community college. And so I think the K to 12 is so outdated, and I actually, when I was in college, I was going to do early childhood education. That's what I was originally interested in. I wouldn't recommend giving your kids to me to watch, but that is what I want to do. And I've always believed, as a father, and as a son of a pediatrician, I know mm-hmm. you thought I was going to say something else, but as a son of a pediatrician, that those early years are the make or break years. And we have to, and we've expanded the investment. And now, regardless of your zip code in the city of Chicago, regardless of whether your parents are good advocates or not, you get a full day of pre-K and a full day of kindergarten. And that is worthy of time in public service.
I'm going to give you a last word in just a second. Aside from your appearances here on the show, I very much appreciate the access. I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate the laughs. And I appreciate everything you've done for this city. And while I know
you're not, I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. And while I know you're not done with public life, mm-hmm. I think it's important for folks to get an opportunity to say thank you. And I assume the folks you're running in the street, a lot of folks are doing that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, thanks for your time. Thanks for your service. Thanks, yesterday I took a walk on the Riverwalk to make it back to the office. Thank you for this. Da, da, da. You meet the kids at the lunch we had who are the Chicago Stars that are going to the CME. Mm-hmm. Gives them money also for the next 2 years. I mean, I know a number of those kids that were crying. Can I call you? I always say yes. I met a young man at Solario yesterday. He came in the office for a photo. He's going to go to Northwestern on a full ride. Let me give you something. Immigrant family. Three boys. His brother's on a full ride at Northwestern. He's going on a full ride at Northwestern. His younger brother's a sophomore. His mother is a janitor.
God bless him.
Now, he introduced me 2 years ago into the opening of the school day. That's where I said Chicago would be a Trump-free zone. He came by to do a photo. Single mom. I gave him my cell, and I said, look, you're ready for this. But, I know what happens at first, and I gave him what I said. I said, I'm not your father. I'm not your parent. The hardest thing you're going to experience in college is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough.
Right.
So first 6 months, you don't do anything you hadn't done while you've been at your home.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, remember, you're going to be nervous. Everybody else is as nervous as you. You call me just to talk. And one of the things I'm going to miss.
So you're sponsoring him.
No,
I mean emotionally sponsoring him to keep him in between the white lines.
His mother's a spectacular.
Well, she sounds amazing.
But the thing I'm going to miss most. Avery, this other young man that was done in the criminal justice system, came by. I kind of mentored him. I'm going to miss all the kids that I've met. And at this lunch the other day, kid's going to college, and he's Polish immigrant. He said, I want to thank you. And I go, why is that? He goes, I said, for this? Oh, come on. No. He goes, no. When I was trying to learn English, you had set up the program called Rom's Readers at the library.
Yeah.
And I participated, and that's how I learned English. And I'm going to miss that. Not the thank you. Just the knowing that when you've done something, this young man's going to college, this young man learned English, those are the things that make this.
And this woman sounds incredible.
Single mom, janitor, three kids.
Amazing.
Two full rides at Northwestern.
As I said, God bless her. All right, listen.
And I just, because of the schmuck at 1600, they're immigrants.
Yeah. anything's possible.
Why should we tell them, get out of here?
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You never gave an argument for me on that. You know that. What's all right, that? Now, listen, before you go, I want to give
my risky business with my sunglasses here.
Yeah, and it looks good.
Okay. Yeah. Like it?
If we start playing old-time rock and roll, though, keep your pants on.
Okay.
Wow. Listen, you're always welcome here, and I hope you'll continue to jump on with us occasionally.
Yeah.
Wow, is that a weak commitment? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I want to be... I will, because I... unfortunately, have a soft spot for you, Bubba.
There you go.
I remember that's 10%. But from now on, you'll be paying me for the morning with coffees and not these donuts. I want something else. I need a bagel, a little schmear on it with some lox and stuff like that. I'm not taking some of this clay stuff you have out here.
And are you going to keep doing the podcast? Your podcast?
You know, I don't know.
Well, you know, you have an open offer here by the Tribune Media Company to do it here.
Can I attack the Tribune Media Company?
Absolutely. Why not? I do.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to South Shore to open up the last of the grocery stores that we've done to cut down on the food deserts.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Want me to bring you something back?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
As I said, I don't eat anymore.
Well, I was going to do it anyway, but I could be an Uber driver for Uber Food.
Jerry Taft's doing it in Florida. You could drive it here.
One other thing. Don't get in a car with me. I haven't driven for 10 years from Chief's.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
That's right.
The bike is dangerous enough. Do not get in
a car. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I'll give you a great story. George Bush, 41. I'm kidding. Don't worry about them. I don't care. Okay. I'll just put the blue lights on and rush down. All right, here's the deal. Bush, CIA director. Vice president, 8 years. President, 4 years. Day he walks out, gets in the back of the car. About 5 minutes later, he realizes it's not moving.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's right.
See you guys. Hey.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mayor.
See you guys.
That's Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Take care.
All right, listen, there's a best of. We don't need to do anything else right there.